just such a great honor to welcome everybody that's been at Bridgewater for more than 10 years that have built this place and bring in the new entrants to the club, the ones that have been here 10 years.
And you all, we all made it 10 years, and not just made it, but really thrived and grew and came to love this place, and it's because of the great character that all of you have. I go through this list and I look at those faces and I feel like I've been in the trenches with so many of you for the last 10 years. And everything we are is because of you and what came before you. And everything we'll be is based on what you and all we do. So thank you and congratulations for 10 incredible years.
This event is all about you guys and about family and thanking you for becoming part of our family.
Thank you all. You really are making it happen. You really are the backbone of the company.
And, you know, I was thinking about this, and the only thing I want to say on this 10th year anniversary is thank you.
So, Gombe.
Well, welcome, everybody, to this year's event. Welcome, honorees. Welcome, guests. Over the years, we've always taken the opportunity to celebrate this important milestone, which is 10 years at Bridgewater, 10 years being such an important part of this community. And we've celebrated it in rain and shine, in good times and bad. When we outgrew the Lookout, we found a nice way to celebrate. And even in the middle of a global pandemic, we're going to have a chance to celebrate. So hopefully you're all enjoying your great meals from the Lookout. And hopefully you're enjoying an opportunity to scan through the gallery and to see all your great friends, your family, the people that are here to celebrate you. I'm really so proud to be part of this group of people, this community, and more proud than ever this year because all of you have shown such resilience and such determination and such caring for each other. So looking forward to a great night with all of you. And now I'm going to kick it off and hand it over to our unofficial MCs, Dana Mooney and Brian Kelsey.
Cheers.
Happy 10 year.
Happy 10 year.
Brian and I are going to be calling some of the honorees together to hear some of their stories.
You know, Dana, this is a little different than past years. Normally we get to interview people and we're at the Lookout or other cool places. Now we're at home.
How can we make it more exciting?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Why can't we go to the Lookout and we'll just be 6 feet apart and, you know.
Let's go to the Lookout and that way we can get some banter going. You and me, same room. I haven't seen you in 6 months. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Well, this is unfortunate.
How did I get outside, first of all? Can you hear me? Hello?
We're going to make it work. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to interview them. You outside, me inside.
Oh, let's try Olivia.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Whoop, whoop, whoop. In my dome. And then the CDC guidelines changed on Friday and we were no longer allowed to be in the same room, even if we were like 12 feet apart. So now Brian's on the other side of the window. You managed to pull off some incredible things. Well, tell me more about what it takes to do that.
The thing about Bridgewater that I love, because I'm from the theater, is it's always, always supported my creativity. Like no matter what, who I was working for, it's like I've had the luxury of people saying, go for it.
Could be your hot dog king.
I have never been more creative and more satisfied ever in my job than I've been at Bridgewater. Never was I this good in the theater. And why that is because I'm comfortable being me. Like for the first time in my life, people like me and treat me because of me. And so I feel safe to be creative. And if there's nothing else after 10 years of being here, and I'm getting kind of emotional about it, it's because where else can you just do what you love to do and be supportive and have people recognize that you're good at it?
What is the special thing about Bridgewater that makes it hard to walk away?
People. Hands down, I think, I don't know what it is about the people, but like people who share some common, I'm like the same value of like excellence and truthful. Those two things, right? It's like, it's very difficult to get that sort of people. And like anytime that I think about changing a job, it's like, no, I don't think I'm going to get the same type of people anywhere else. So like might as well not try it. So That's what keeps me here.
Have you evolved while you've worked here? How has it changed you?
You know, I hear this question all the time. Everyone gets asked this question, and I'm going to go a different direction. I think it's less about what Bridgewater did for me or how I evolved or changed. And I think it's more Bridgewater allowed me to be who I am. I've always been someone who had strong opinions, asked a lot of questions, and was reprimanded for it everywhere else. So I'm going to flip that question for you.
I just want to hear a little bit about your experience just being like a member of this community.
I've met some of my favorite people here. You know, I'll never forget some of the early Halloween parties, like where we dress up as a team and whatever. But, you know, it's more the people who were at my wedding. You know, it's the team dinners that we've had where, you know, I'm offering to take them out to like a fancy dinner for Christmas. And they're like, nah, can we just come to your house? And David, my husband, will like cook, like, what can he cook for us? Because they like to come over and hang out because, you know, it's like a family.
We figured that there are 520 Mondays in your 10 years. How has it been every Monday morning having to get up and to go to what was then what's going on in the world until now?
I'd say it dulls all your senses because you start out coming in saying, wow, these like senior investors, they're at each other's throats and, you know, batting out each other's ideas. And then that's year one. And then by year two, you're like, you know, you get a little surprised every time it happens, but it dulls down. And by year 10, I'm like, actually, these guys love each other. And they're, you know, the concept of love language, the love language in research is fighting for right. And so you just kind of get used to that. There's nothing sweeter than when you fight for right and you win. Nothing sweeter in the world. You know, I love my colleagues and coworkers and the people I work with. And, you know, these aren't my colleagues. They're my friends. Like the groomsmen at my wedding, who weren't my siblings, were the people I worked with at Bridgewater. So I want to see them and I want to spend all day with them. That's why I love the place.
Hi, happy 10 year. Woo woo.
Were you gray when you started here or did that just, no?
So you were an Army Ranger, is that right?
You know, it's funny. Leaving the military was the hardest decision I had to make. And in the main reason I found it hard to leave was the camaraderie, the common purpose, the idea of being connected to something much larger than yourself, knowing that you were surrounded with people that would literally give their life so that you could keep yours. And to do it and to really be connected to, you know, what I believe was a noble cause, which was protecting this country, was the best part of the military. It was hell on family. It's a financial sacrifice. You get literally beat up physically. But the thing that I knew I was going to miss was the essence of being part of a team, where it's literally not about the glory of any one person. It's about the team. It's about the people you're with. And I worked at a couple of other firms for, gosh, more than, you know, almost 20 years. And, you know, the one thing about Bridgewater that it's as close to replacing or it's as close to replicating that feeling that I had in those Army organizations where people are in it for each other. They're in it for the clients. They're in for the firm to win. No one outworks us. And I think there's a deep level of care that is hard for a new person to understand, that the feedback and the constant accountability could in any way actually be in your own best interest. For those of us that stick around, it becomes almost irreplaceable. I wouldn't want to be in this fight with any other team. It's a great group with a great mission, and it works for me.
Watching that video and seeing all of you guys that are celebrating 10 years, it's an incredible thing.
The COVID and the separation has really removed community from our lives in so many ways. And I think each one of us is struggling to restore that, but it's so important, you know, and to find ways to reconnect and continue to connect in community.
Deep-seated in a lot of you is this appreciation and recognition that this is not a job. It's something much more than that. And so, you know, I never dreamed of this, but the only thing I wanted was this meaningful work and meaningful relationships, you know, to be in the mission with somebody, with people that I cared about and so on. And, you know, fast forward 70, when I was 70th birthday, I reflected, you know, okay, if I had to choose, would it be meaningful work or would it be meaningful relationships? And I know it would be meaningful relationships.
I just want to congratulate you and thank you for your tremendous commitment to Bridgewater. I want to toast you.
I love you all. Thank you for making this culture way beyond me. I appreciate it. Love you all. Gambe.